Welcome to Says the Brown Girl. My name is Diamond and I'm a brown girl with a voice who doesn't mind being heard. So listen up, I've got a word and it might be just for you. If you are new to the podcast, welcome and thank you for joining. If you are an OG, what's up? I am back and refreshed on Says the Brown Girl. It's been a year, I can't believe it, since I've shared with you all what's on my heart, and it is pumping with enlightenment for you all. I want to change the format of this podcast, and I hope you all find it refreshing and helpful as you go about your daily lives as well. Whether you're spiritual or not, my goal is that anybody and everybody can get something out of the messages that I bring. So I want to use my life events to help someone else who may be going through the same things that I am. Or if you're not, then if you know somebody, you're able to encourage them. And so I hope to reach the whole world if I can, because I've got a lot to say and I think it'll be very helpful. I want my generation, the ones that came before me, the ones that will come after me, to become rich in knowledge and equipped with the tools needed to thrive in this earthly life while we're here. While we're here, we might as well make the best of it. So I want to update you all on this past year since I've talked to you all. Okay, let's start with December. December 14th, 2021 was the last podcast that I shared with you all. And so after that, I went on a 5-month hiatus from social media. So I deleted all my social media apps. I was not present on them. For 5 months, just fasting and getting ready for graduation, I wanted to be so focused on graduation and do the best that I could in my classes, because my senior year, my last semester, I was taking 18 credit hours. I had an unexpected class that I had to take in order to finish the requirements for my degrees. And so I was all on campus. I was studying like crazy. It was wild. There was like times where I just wanted to drop some classes, drop a major, drop my minor. Like I wanted to just give up, but I pushed through and I finished with my 2 bachelor degrees and minor. So if you're listening to this, it's finals time. Keep going. You got it. So that was from December to May 2022. So now we're in this year. On March 14th, during that hiatus, I turned 21. On April 30th, during that hiatus, I got engaged. On May 7th, this is when the hiatus ended, because I needed to post my graduation pictures. I paid for them. I needed to post them, okay? I graduated with my Bachelor of Science in Biology, Bachelor of Arts in Chemistry, and a minor in Forensic Science from East Carolina University. So That was all within a matter of 3 months right there. 2 days after I graduated, I moved away to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. 3 hours from home. 3 hours from everything that I knew from 0 to 21 years old. And soon after that, I got married. And the day after that, I started my first full-time big girl job. So all of these major life goals at such a young age, it forced me to mature and develop into this adult figure so quickly, from literally when I graduated to weeks later, I'm like jumping into the deep end. And for some reason, I still wasn't satisfied with all of these major accomplishments that I'm going through. I wasn't satisfied. It wasn't good enough for me. I'm doing things that people way older than me only dream of accomplishing. Yet, I find myself thinking that I'm not doing enough. So, at times, I found myself depressed for no apparent reason, thinking that I'm at a standstill in life because it seemed that I was waking up in this cycle of waking up, going to work, coming back home, cooking, going to church, sleeping, repeating. I was on autopilot and ignoring all the blessings that had come to me, not by chance, but by God. It was like, I seem to be doing, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing, but it just wasn't fulfilling to me. And so I sat down with my husband and he pulls a me on me. He says, "You need to stop and smell the roses." So I'm like, "What do you mean? Like, I'm distraught right now. Can you like comfort my distraughtness? You know, be distraught with me." And he does not go for that. He cheers me up. He gives me words of affirmation. So I'm like, all right, got to cheer up. And he reminds me that I prayed for an all paid expense education. And I received it. I prayed to make it out of Greenville, North Carolina. And I did. I prayed and I fasted for the job that I have right now. And God came through. Even when I wasn't qualified, even when there were candidates that were more qualified than I, for some reason, God came through for me. I prayed for a God-fearing husband before the age of 26, and God showed up. These things may have not come when or how I wanted them, but I remained, like 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, focused, steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, because I knew my work was not in vain. So the title for today is My Little is a Lot. And I have three key points that I want you to take away today. Number one, delay is not denial. When something doesn't work out, it's for a reason. And it's not that it's to hold you back per se, in a negative way anyway. But take that downtime to embrace and prepare yourself to get back up again. Soak up all the knowledge, soak up all the opportunities that you have while you're in this space. Because when we take on new opportunities, we take on more responsibility. So if we're working hard to achieve something and, you know, we get a door closed in our face, we get knocked down, don't take that as, you know, oh, well, it just wasn't meant to be. If you worked hard for it, if you know in your heart that that's what you want, then you will not stop. Do not waddle in defeat. Do not give up so easily. And most importantly, don't let your wrath mess up what's to come. Because when we do get that door shut in our face or get turned down, that promotion gets passed away, or you know, the car that you wanted got sold by someone else and you were really saving up for it. You had everything ready to go, but it passed you by. We don't need to act out or lash out because we know something else is coming on the way. And if you let your wrath, your anger, your bitterness get the best of you, then you mess up what's to come. You block your own blessing. So let's take pride. Let's embrace that shut doors. Okay, let's not take it as defeat. Delay is not denial. Just because you get set back doesn't mean that you're not going to bounce back. Point number two, acknowledge things that you have at the current moment that was just a thought at one point in time. I'll say it again. Acknowledge things that you have at the current moment that was just a thought at one point in time. Remember my testimony from the beginning. Moving out of my hometown, having an apartment in my name, getting a job, getting married. These were all prayers and thoughts at one point in time, and now they are reality. You can't get caught up in always looking for the next thing to happen that you don't appreciate what you have now. Again, smelling the roses. You have to have gratitude. You have to appreciate the things or the time that you have now. This opens up the door for better opportunities. When you're able to sit there and look at the things that are around you and say, wow, you know, I've come a long way. I didn't always used to be like this. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have this life that's so abundant. I'm not lacking. Even though we still have that desire to achieve more, that's awesome. But look at where you are right now and what you had to do to get there. and where you had to come from to be here right now, that you had to let go of, how you used to feel. You don't feel like that anymore. You're not in that situation anymore. And you don't look like, you know, you don't look like what you've been through. And that's awesome. We've been taken care of. Which leads me to my third point. Take care of what you currently have, like it's what you dream of having. Again, take care of what you currently have, like it's what you dream of having. So this means you take care of what you have right now, like it's the best thing that you've ever had. Like it's what you are going to wake up to tomorrow. Like, I'm going to treat my Mazda like a Maserati, okay? I'm going to treat it so well, because when I get to that point, when I have a Maserati, it's not going to be any different. I'm not going to treat it any different, because what I have now, I should be taking care of to the best of my ability. If you can't manage the things that you have right now, how are you going to be able to manage more? For example, I feel like I can be honest with you all since you've taken the time to make it this far into the podcast. So a little backstory. When my husband and I first got married, this is this year, so I'm 21. He was 22 at the time. We didn't have that many funds. I saved up a little bit during college, but not the most money. So what we did was we moved into his grandparents' home and we lived in the basement down there. They had a room set up in the basement that was separate from the garage. And so we lived down there. We didn't get much sunlight because the room had no windows, and we shared a space with the family dog. We shared a bathroom with the rest of the family that was upstairs. And to be honest, there wasn't much space to maneuver around in. So we were always up under each other. And I say that to say, even though some people may look at that circumstance and think the worst, we made the best out of what we had. We made that basement the best basement it could be. We treated that basement like it was a mansion. Because what you have now determines what you have tomorrow. The way you treat what you have now determines how you treat what you're going to have later. You can't say, oh, well, I'm just going to treat this. I'm going to treat my room at my parents' house like it's nothing, because when I get my own stuff, it's going to be better. I'm going to treat this old raggedy car like it's nothing, because when I get my new car, when I get my charger, when I get my scat pack, it's going to be so much better than this. I'm going to take better care of it than this. No, it starts now. You start cultivating what you want right now. I made that basement into our home. We had a plan of saving for 2 years while living in the basement, and then we were going to move into our own place. But let me tell you, God is a God of acceleration. We only stayed in that basement for 4 months before we moved into our new apartment that we're in right now. And I remember when we were in the basement, my grandmother came back to visit me all the way from Greenville. And she said, you know, you've really did a nice job with this. She said, when God gives you a little, he sees that you can make it great. He will bless you with more. And I believe that God saw that we could manage a little bit, so he granted us a little bit more. And the journey was not easy, I'm telling you. It was not easy, and I'm not saying it is. But I'm saying that you have to remain focused. And I'd like to leave you with the scripture that sums up the episode, and it comes from Philippians 4, 12 through 13. And it says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or living in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Take care and stay encouraged. This is Brown Girl signing out.